And you guys went on to win the national championship. Coach Larrañaga, tell us one of the things that seemed to keep you loose was playing a little ball. Tell us about your philosophy that seemed to work so well and really was such a great example in terms of handling the pressure there as more and more people started to pay attention to George Mason.
Well, the one thing I asked my team to do, just as we left for the NCAA tournament, was to have more fun than any other team in the tournament. And I promised them that I was going to have more fun than any other head coach. And our way of doing that, and we do a lot of things that other people might consider strange, but on Tuesdays we play baseball at the end of practice. Now, we're a basketball team. We practice hard. We pride ourselves on how much effort we give each and every day in practice. But at the end of a tough day or a tough week, your kids do need to relax and take their minds off of the pressures of school, the pressures of winning, and remember that basketball, just like baseball, is a game and it's meant to have fun. And kids always start playing sports when they're younger, and their whole purpose is in having fun and enjoying the competition. So we divide our team up into two groups, the big guys versus the little guys. It's been that way for 20 years. And we have a bat that during basketball practice is used to try to block shots. It's a coaching technique and a coaching tool. So we try to block shots with it, and then at the end of practice, we too have a piece of wadded up paper wrapped in athletic tape, wrapped in sponge tape, and that's our baseball. And we divide the court up like it's a diamond.